Parshas Reshchanan. We'll begin with the Yevodas Avoda, the Tashu Rebbe. Reshchanan al Hashem ba'yishahu leimor. Hashem elokim atoch halosa laharosus avdecha. Hashem ikim l'shamayim. Va'arash yase k'masecha v'rusecha. Omru v'medrash. The Medrash tells us that Moshe was melamish espala Moshe bi'osa sha'a tof kuf tes vav tfilos. Kiminyan ve'eschanan, over and over and over, different tefillos. Yesh leva'er, we have to understand ha'inyan b'zeh. Madua hirba v'hiftzer b'tefillah, why did he so often say, why did he daven so much? Also, very different avenues. She'yizkeh likonis la'aretz, in order for him to go into Eretz Yisrael. Halo yada hakim ha'kadosh baruch hu garza lo shel yikonis, he knew. The Kaddish Baruch Hu made a gezerah that he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Harezel Tavosa, this is for his own good. V'hayolo l'kabel gezeras hamokom ba'ava, and he should have accepted with love. Gamahu ha'inyin b'zeh shaKaddish Baruch Hu manu milis ha'palo, and why was it at one point where Kaddish Baruch Hu says enough? Don't daven anymore. V'armelo al tosav davar elayod b'davar hazeh. Don't add anything. Shalom atzinu kizos b'shemakom. Odi shadakdek, we also have to see. Amashikasa be'esahi. Why at that moment? Shinira miyusa l'chora. Hoyolo ba'omra v'eschanan al Hashem leimor. All he had to say is v'eschanan al Hashem leimor. Why do you have to add the words be'esahi? V'divri Rashi hakadoshim yiduim. Gam tevas leimor ena muvan. What even Lamar? V'eschanan l'Hashem. U'b'medrash amru, mahu Lamar? Lamar l'doros. This is for future generations. V'tzarech be'er, lom enitzrach ha'sheitam ha'parshas l'doros. So why? What are we learning from it? That's the question. What was Moshe doing to teach the future generations? Man nafkemina l'doros. Inyan tefilas Moshe l'konis v'aretz. So what does that mean, kemasecha? Why in the pasuk it says, asher yase kemasecha ukevurasecha, to do it according to your maisim, your gevura? Kemasecha b'mitzrayim, Chazal tells us. L'chora ma kavana b'zeh shehizkir kan gevuraso yisborech b'yitzis mitzrayim. What is the deeper meaning here? Vayisaber Hashem bi l'manechem. Moshe says, Vayisaber Hashem bi for me l'manechem. Kvar diktiko amufarshem. Lama amar l'bnei Yisrael l'manechem. Shehem garmu leila onish. What is this l'manechem? Previously we had said l'manechem, a beautiful, beautiful pshat from the Simchas Beis Sho'eva. As me'em Beis Hashem, I'm sorry. Who explained l'manechem b'glalechem. This was a statement by Moshe Rabbeinu, enough, so beautiful really for today also, with Shabbos Nachma, enough of the tzaras, enough of the people who died, let everyone go into Eretz Yisrael at this point, Biglalchem, reminiscent of the Eish Kodesh in Parshas Chayisara. Where again, also there, she died, when Sarah died, the Eish Kodesh understands this to mean also a statement from Sarah Imenu to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you allow such tragedy, such sorrows to occur to the Jew, to herself and to the Jewish people, Bechlal? It's a statement, Bilglalchem, for you, I did this as a tefillah, that it shouldn't happen, enough. And the Avodas Avodah will take obviously a different path. Halo Moshe nenash mipnei shehikos asela b'meim riva. He was punished because he hit the sala. Kimufurish. Bikrosha omer kadosh baruch hu l'Moshe l'Aron yan lo hamancha bi lakdisheni l'chein lo tzavius hakol hazeh. Since you didn't believe it, you didn't show your belief for others. Ha'ini yivua apima sha'omru b'gemara. The Gemara's statement in Sota. Why was it such a taiva for Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chi lechol mipiria? He wanted to eat of its fruit. Hutzorachol l'tvoa mituva, l'tvoa mituva hutzorach. Get full from the beauty of it. Elakachom Moshe, harbei mitzvos and sabi Yisrael. V'ein meskayim and elaberiches. There are so many mitzvos atuluyah ba'aretz. Emnam ani. Echanes ani la'aretz. Let me go into the land. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Kideshi yiskayim kulan al yaday. V'tzorach biyar v'chi mepnei shirotza l'kayim ha-mitzvah satfuyis ba'aretz. He davin v'hibtzik kol kach. Helokim ha-mitzvah eina el tzivri ha-borei baruch hu. Isn't this just the Kaddish Baruch Hu? If you weren't commanded to do a mitzvah, then you're not commanded. V'im ritzoni yisbaru shalo yikonis nesham harei zet tzivri ha-borei alov. V'lam alo ratza diyak l'konis. So if Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want you to go, then you're not chayiv. And this is his ratzon. Because the tovus atzma k'machavin, is he only doing it for himself? Chas v'shalom. Derech agav, I would say, perhaps this is also just a notion, an idea. A person should put himself into an ability to be mekayim a mitzvah. Minchas China says this in a number of places. Should a person have a chiyuv? Listen, I'm far away. I can't be makar of a carbon Pesach. So does that mean I shouldn't try to get closer in order to be able to give the carbon Pesach? I shouldn't go to a city early enough in order to be makayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? I shouldn't go on vacation when I go to a place to make sure I'm going to be able to go to a minyan. I once heard a rav saying. He went to a certain place. He wasn't chayiv to go to minyan because there was no minyan over there. He said, but it's yantif. How could he go to a place where you can live in the sukkah? You're not going to be a chayim. The mitzvah of going to hearing kriyas haTorah and yantif. The Ramban holds that it's a chayiv, the araisa, a kriyas haTorah and yom tov. But even if it was only in the Rabbanan, I mean, you don't have to put yourself into a place in order to mekayim it. Rachmana patra in achinami. Doesn't mean you should put yourself into a situation not to be mekayim it. Isn't this also perhaps a deeper message from Moshe Rabbeinu? His desire to be mekayim the mitzvahs. I know I'm patra. I know I'm not a mitzvah. I want you to be mitzvah, but please. Ella ha'inyin bezeh. So the Tosha Rebbe goes on as follows. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Nikra Raya Mehemna. He was a shepherd. He was our shepherd. He was the Raya. He was a shepherd of belief, of Hamuna. Ki Hinhigas B'nei Yisrael Kiroa Ne'aman. V'tamid Mosa Nasho Aleihem Lahamtik Mehem. Hadinim v'lev'ol l'manim kotov. Everything was for our good and to lead us into a certain direction. V'ika tshukaso hoiso l'havi l'hem es ha'ge'ula sh'leima v'hatikon ha'shalim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe par excellence, wanted to bring the ge'ula sh'leima for us. Ki ro'a beruach kodsho ki im lo yizko ata l'tikon ha'shalim. He saw, if he doesn't accomplish this, af Shiachnisu atla aretz, even though now they're going to Eretz Yisrael, lo tehe geulasim geulas olam. It won't be a permanent geula. Ki od yitzdarchu lehigolos me'artzenu. Again, we will have to go into exile. V'lisbol od harbe yisurim lasdecho be'ol gagolius hakashem. And we'll have to go through tremendous, tremendous yisurim. So he's worried about them. How are they going to get through all of this until they'll be zocha to have the final, the tikkun hashalem? And especially at the end of the geula, or close to the geula. At the end of the Ikva Meshicha, Sha'oz Yiskaber Nisyonos Ma'od, That's when the nisyonos would be so great, so tragic, so difficult for Klal Yisrael. Mi yuchal la'amod b'nisyonos kashim ke'elu? Who will be able to succeed? Who will be able to withstand this? Ubiyemes. Acha kabbalas haTorah. After that we receive the Torah. Kishapashka hazuhama b'nei Yisrael, the zuhama was left, was stopped. Ilunisharu oz b'nei Yisrael b'madregasam. Had we remained on that madrega, hoyu nechnasam tekef la'eretz Yisrael, v'hoyze ge'ulasam zoz ge'ulas olam, ki kevar hoyu hatikon hashalem. Had we survived this, had we not done the chait of the egel, we would have immediately gone to Eretz Yisrael. Aber kiven shechotu achakach be'egel m'meraglim u'misonin u'biod. But all of Achatam, the mention of Chayda Egel, the Meraglin, the Masonim, the complainers. Ubisarum v'masav v'kirbos taiva, makbiso hayisim el sashem, chajr alehim zohar, v'samasim. So it returned. V'shuv lo yochlu likones the Eretz Yisrael miyad. So they weren't able to go back immediately. They themselves had to go 40 years in the Midbar. Why? They had to remove in a sense this tuma that was part of their essence. The afka shenichmasu achakach le'eretz Yisrael l'hoisa ge'ulasim ge'ulas olam. And even had they then just go into Eretz Yisrael, they still wouldn't have removed this. It wouldn't have been a permanent gula. Ki lo higiyu adayin l'tikun hashalem. They didn't get them to that permanent, that ability. They didn't get to the madrega to be worthy of tikun hashalem. V'kach biya be'orach b'sefer hakodesh me'orei nayim b'parsha shlach. Ki ilu lo chotu Yisrael b'chetam aralim. If we weren't chotim by the Egel, Hoysa oz tekev ha-ge'ula shlema, u'perisham b'zeh, es masha amar kolev alei na'aleh, v'yirashenu osa. Why did Kolev use the words, alei na'aleh, she'im lo ha-yisim chotim, ha-yino olam la'eretz Yisrael, rak pamachas bavad. If you weren't chotim, if you weren't sinners, you would have gone to Eretz Yisrael one time. Ki kavar hayin in niskanim be'ulah shlema, but now me'achas shechatosim la'Hashem. Now that you sinned against God, v'lo hamantabo, af sheniska achak kachla los Eretz Yisrael, lo tiyezos ge'ulah solom. It won't be forever. Ela on nistarach lehigolus marzenu. Again, you will have to throw regolus and then to come back. V'ata now kasher b'nei Yisrael kavar amdu karl deknisas aretz. So now that it's so close to going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom, Ra'a ki knisa zu enena ge'ula shlema, he saw, he knew, this was not going to be a ge'ula shlema if they're going into Eretz Yisrael now. Ki lo zocha wadayim l'tikun hashalom. They weren't zocha yet for the final ge'ula, the final, the tikun hashalom. Amad v'sbonim be'atzmo, so he stood and he thought to himself. Lama lo zocha lo havias ha-ge'ula shleima le'b'nei Yisrael b'chol osan hashanim ha-shehinikon ho'son b'namanis. Why wasn't I zocha? Why wasn't I zocha? Why didn't I teach well enough? What did I do wrong? Why wasn't I able to bring them this ge'ula shleima? So Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, the fault has to be within me. I obviously didn't rise to the occasion. I didn't get to the ability in myself. I didn't complete my avoda Hashem. Kivan shadheina hoya b'chutz la'aretz. Uvechutz la'aretz ein hiskalus malchus o yisbara kamo b'eretz Yisrael. In Golus, even the Kaddish Baruch Hu, uvechutz la'aretz, the Gilu Malchusot, in order to see all of the Malchus, the greatness, the majesty of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, is not like as you see him in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz hi b'chinas Malchus ha'nish b'Eretz Yisrael shorah kedusha gedola. There is a beautiful, there's a greater kedusha. Hamashbiya la'adam koach. The osha yuchal akabala love ol malchus shamayim b'shleimus. There you will be able to be makabel ol malchus shamayim in such a higher madrega with a more completeness. Al kain kibushu atzmo adayin lo kibal a love ol malchus shamayim b'shleimus. Now that he himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, is saying that he himself was not able to be makabel. Oh, Malchus Shemayim B'Shleimus, the Gamki Yadayin Lokiim Kol Ramach Mitzvos. Asay, v'shasal lo tasay, ki rov mitzvus haTorah Tluyus Ba'aretz. Most of the mitzvus are mitzvus of Tluyus Ba'aretz. L'chein Yadayin lo nistachu Kol Ramach Averov v'shasal Gido B'Shleimus. It's such a beautiful, all of his Avarim, right? And the Gidim, they themselves weren't perfected because he wasn't able to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. Lochein lohoya bekocha lohavia ge'ula shalema. That's the idea what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. He said, why so much that he wanted to go in? Why did the Kaddish Baruch Hu say he didn't command you to do the mitzvahs? Anas rachmana patra, but it's not even that. Not you're a putter, you're not chayev, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do it, it's not his ratzon, there's no Indian there whatsoever. So why are you asking Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Tosha Rebbe says, because Moshe Rabbeinu realized the failure of Klal Yisrael, unable to go into Eretz Yisrael, was his own fault. And therefore he wanted to do the mitzvahs to perfect himself in order to be a greater Rebbe. That's why he fought so much. Lo l'tovas atzmo hiskavei chalila, not for himself. Ela l'tovas ha'geula, l'tovas glal b'nei Yisrael, b'glal chem. Ki ra'ah, ki shom yizgahu, atzmo l'kabal of ol malchus shamayim, al yedei godel ha'kedusha ha'shorasham ba'eretz ha'kodesh. Af kizman hazeh, mustaris hakedusha merosei neinu. La'od ela shebi yameinu nechazim shem harbe kochus haklipa, avul adab ram mizeh gufa an ulamdim godel hakedusha mustarisham. Even though now we see the tumor that's involved, nevertheless you can see the greatness of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. Zeu kavanas mamram zal, oma Moshe. Harbei mitzvot nistavi Yisrael ve'ein meskaimim ele b'eretz Yisrael. Echonas ani la'aretz kidei shiskama kulon yedi. Let me go in. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael so the mitzvot will be mekayim. I will be mekayim them. Kashe b'yana ki choshav she'em hu yikayim sham kol ha'mitzvot yashlem atzma v'yovel madrega gedola. He thought that if he was Makayim the mitzvahs, they would become to a higher madrega. Now through him, he will able to bring the Geula Shleima. He will be on such a high level. And then they won't have to leave Eretz Yisrael again. Zos hoysa kavanas Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol atfilos halolish yisbala v'schonein. This was the true idea. This is exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel over and over and over. It wasn't for himself. It was to bring the Geula Shleima, to spare the agony of defeat, of years, of centuries, of decades, of such yisurim for Klal Yisrael. Similar in the vein of the Me'ein Beis HaShoeva, the Eish HaKodesh, and countless others who were saying that it was B'nai Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu, and so many of our Avos are being mispalel to stop, to accept, not to allow Klal Yisrael to go through such tragic history. Ki kero en neman hispala b'nei Yisrael lahatzilam shelo yistarchal lisbol ol hagolius b'doris haba'im. What can I do to my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and their ancestors should not have to suffer so much at the hands of the world? Uvzeh yufurish masha omer ha-pasuk. Now I understand. Va'ez v'eschanana l'Hashem ba'ez ha'hi. Ba'ez ha'hi ko'i ha'yimei ha'galus. He's talking about which ha'i ba'ez? The days of galus. Beprat ha'yimei ikva de mashicha, especially the end of days. Bishvil osam ha'yomim hischanim v'snape l'fnei Hashem. Ki rotzul ha'tzilas b'nei Yisrael shal yistarchal tavol ol ha'golius. That's why he fell, that's why he cried, that's why he was misbalel. He wanted to save b'nei Yisrael from this tragic history. Uvizeh mavur masha amra b'medrash mahu leymar? Leymar ledorost, for future generations. Shebechol ha'tzvilas u'bakashav hiskavin ledoros olam. His tefilas were not for himself, but for future generations. Leymar. It's gewalt. It's an unbelievable pshat. Kidei lahatzels Yisrael b'doros habaim meirov ha'nisyonot ha'sheyavru aleihem. And zeu aper, that is the perish that Chazal says, ha'sheyase kemasecha b'mitzrayim. Haynu shesbala sheyizke lohavi is ha'geula ba'osa ofan. He should be zocha to bring the geula in the same way. Shehoise b'geulas mitzrayim. Shekemo oz. Just like then, he was able to bring the Or HaGadol, the light, L'Hora Aleihem. We're on the 49th level of Tumah, just like in Mitzrayim, there was Zolcha to the Geula. Came Bikesha to Yerke Eis Gam HaGeula Shlema. So too now. Let there be a geula shalema, even though they're not ready. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hiskin b'zeh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't agree to this. The da'ato shemoshe ki b'yitzias mitrayim matzinu shenit l'mehen ha'ora l'macharasa v'lo ha'yu lo kiyim ha'mamed kiven shlo hisigua yidei avodosam. You see that they lost it. Because they were in such a low madrega. V'lo ha'yiru'uyim la'or ha'gadolahu. V'im gam ha'geula she'en l'tiyeh b'asrusit v'l'eila kazu. And if it's going to happen exactly like this again, without b'nei Yisrael, she'izdaku mikodem uzhumas l'gamri, if they don't get rid of this zuham, if they don't get through this tumah forever, az ha'chas v'shalom lo yeh la'or ha'geula kim imam, if they wouldn't have succeeded. V'lo yeh tikim mishleimus. Hakein armel kodesh baruch hu al tosav dover elai daber elai. Don't say anything more. Ol b'dover zeh ki afshe yizora ayedai tefilosav es midas harachamim. Even if you succeed and you convince me through my midas harachamim v'yifol l'vtol ha'gezeirah memenu v'yikonis la'aretz, and I will be mavata the gezeirah and allow you to go into Eretz Yisrael. Mikol mokam lo yedav zeh l'tovas Yisrael. This won't be in the end good for Klal Yisrael. Ki lo yeyeh l'zeh kiyim chas v'shalom. Ki ha'geul atit ha'tzricha lovo. Ayideh shebnei Yisrael yistaka be'atzma mezuhu masam. Wow. This is unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to do everything for his Talmidim. There's nothing he would have done but the most of Nefesh to see them succeed. To bring the Gula Sha'ema. But he missed the very essence of a teacher par excellence. It's not enough that you did it. They have to succeed. Not simply get to the end result. They have to change their Madreka. They have to grow. They themselves have to get to a certain point, to that madrega, that there will be Geula Shalema. What a message for all of us. What a message for every teacher. The job of a teacher, charge of a Rebbe, job of a parent, job of every Rav of a shul, of a yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva, not simply that he finishes shots. We all finish shots. We all grow. We all learn. We all get to a certain madrega, that great madrega that brings the Gula Shlema. L'chein amar lehem Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yisaber Hashem bi l'manecha em perish. Ki b'bnei shechatosam b'chetmer, because you sinned. Rotcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'atem bi'atzmachem testachu mezuhamasam. I was punished in this sense for you, so that you will realize that you have greatness. You will grow. V'takrivu es ha'geula ayidei avodoschem. You yourselves bring the geula shalema through your avoda. L'zos, for this, mana kadosh baruch hu mimenu, melichem le'eretz Yisrael lahavi ayidei zeh geula v'zehu lemanchem. That's what it means, the manchem perish. Kidei shedis abra batzmachem lekarev ha'geula. Ah, so that you yourselves, you will bring the geula. Every individual, every Jew has to rise to that level. It's not enough that the Rebbe succeeds. It's not enough that a group of individuals succeed. We all have to succeed together to bring the Geula Shlema. What a magnificent idea of the Avodas Avoda. Yes, we live in the arch scroll generation. Now we tell stories and stories of our Gedolim. And indeed, there's so many of their beautiful stories. And in the Chidami, we should tell them. The Avodas Avoda is saying is, let's have an art scroll about Klal Yisrael, about every individual. Each one of us has to have an art scroll. Each one has to see greatness within ourselves and aspire to it. Can't leave it to a Rebbe, to a teacher, to a manhig. Has to be each individual to be able to grow. And he goes on in his Musar, he talks about to the yeshiva students. You know, we look sometimes, you know, for that perfect time to learn, that perfect chavrusa. You know, I'm bothered, I'm not able to succeed. He says, that's not the way you're going to learn. You have to overcome adversity. Rav Shor gives a different approach, because everyone is asking the same question of why is this? Why is it that, what was he being mispalo for? But he had something else, the Shabbos Nachamu. Nikra Rav Shabbos al Shem HaTorah. Shabbos Nachamu, it's known Shabbos Nachamu because of the HaTorah. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Shu HaRishon Mehazayin D'Nechemta. This is the first of the 7 weeks of Shevet D'Nechemta. B'koshel lohavin mahu ha'nechama sheyesh lanu. What was the nechama? Halu adayin imtsoam bi'osa ha'matzav k'mo shavu sha'avra. Did anything change? Aren't we in the same position as we were last week? V'ein l'cha yom she'ein k'lo losa maruba mechaverita. Every day gets worse and worse. V'ha'churban adayin kibla fadeinu. B'hu b'b'chinas. Mesa Mutalafanov. We see in front of us. Yes, it's the Churban. We have it. In fact, today there's a mosque. Rabnei Hayach Nishtalcho. Veloma Shayach Loma Shah Shabbos in the Chama. Uvesfarim HaKadoshim Perish Kol Echol Lafi Yofanov. The Sifrei Kadoshim, everyone explained it in their own way. Einona Rona HaNechama HaMefurash B'parsha Zu Oba HaTorah. So we have to find, what is the nechama that we're referring to? The Sfasemes explains, Moshe Rabbeinu L'shalom is Eretz Yisrael. She'ina kavana re'iyabam. It's not something he saw it. L'rosis ha'oris b'chitzonis merisis. As if just like, oh, very nice, the mountains, oh, so gorgeous. And it is, anachidami. Sometimes you go, especially go into the Yehuda, you go into the Midbar, and you get onto a mountain, and you see for miles the majesty, the gorgeousness, the holiness, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Eina kavana Rabba Alma l'rosas ha'aretz b'chitzona ella ha'ra'iyya haya ra'iyya b'ein ha'seichel. He understood it. Mer'isa, what does it mean? L'rosu l'kasha asma p'nimis she'aretz Yisrael. He's able to attach himself to Eretz Yisrael. Hinei kol ma'aseh Moshe Rabbeinu Rishon nish'al l'doros. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu did for generations. We say simon avos l'doros, the simon Moshe l'doros. And this re'iya, this thing, was also the doros. Sheyesh b'yicholos b'nei Yisrael b'golos akasha atzma v'eretz Yisrael b'pnimis hakedusha. That for the future generations, even though we're in golos, we can still attach to the very essence of kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Aval hakoach nisha lehiyels b'golos l'kasha atzmeinu b'pnimis Eretz Yisrael. We may not be in Eretz Yisrael, but we can be attached to it. V'zehu shas tefillah. And when is this? To the time of tefillah. Sha'anu zochem l'kasha. So that moment is when we can see this kesher. Where do we daven? We daven towards Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, you daven towards Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim, you daven towards the Har, the Kodesh Kadoshim. Yechavin libo kenega based the Kodesh Kadoshim, Rebracha says. Vatzfilos olam l'derech artzom. Ki betzfilos sha'odam espalo karoim ukusha atzim l'pnimis she'eretz Yisrael she'nosan Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what, when we daven there, this is reminiscent of Moshe Rabbeinu. He created this through his tefillos. The fact that he was, just to see it from afar, our lev, our desires, our mindset is towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching at that moment. Why was he mispalel over and over? Beglalchem, I'm adding this myself, but beglalchem, for you, Ledoros. So for generations to know, this is your moment. It's an unbelievable tshuva. The Eretz Tzvi, question was that there was a shul that was underneath some dover matuna, something, some dvar tuma. What happens, the landlord didn't want this minion to continue. And he put some kind of a business upstairs that was really inappropriate for a shul to be underneath it. The question was asked, should they move anyway? Now that this landlord is doing it. After all, how can our tefillahs go l'shamayim? How can they pierce? It's such a beautiful visual. How can our words go past this makom tuma? It's just, you think that's the only way to get is to go straight up? No, it goes to the side. So it goes underneath. It gets to where? It goes into Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it goes straight up to Shemayim. Such a beautiful tshuva. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing at this moment, Bilglalchem, that we should learn how to be mispalel with our hearts towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. We may not be in Eretz Yisrael, but through tefillah. Through our minds, through our hearts, through our dveikus, we still attach ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. And that was the Beglalchem. And I finish with a beautiful idea of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, they asked the question again, why was it? Why was he so desirous to do this? Ebronov Eretz, Chazina Sha'af Te'ika. B'divrei Chazal, Amar Sherotz Moshe Rabbeinu Lavoris Hayardim Chilachom Mipiriyot Tzorach Tzirach. Is that why he went to eat fruit? Elu Lakayim Mitzvus Atluya Bo. Mikol Makom Motzino Gam Sherotz Af Lihiyos Oof. Even that he wanted to be a bird. Let me be a bird. Lavoris Hayardim. Af Shelav Bar Metzuva. Even though he was a Metzuva to do this. Alma De Etzem Lihiyos B'Makom Hakadusha. Hutvar Gadol wanted to be a bird. What is a bird? A bird is not Mekayim mitzvahs. But he just wanted to be in a makom of Kedusha. All he wanted to do, if I can't be Mekayim the mitzvahs, I can't live there. I just want to feel the Kedusha. Etzem lehiyos b'makom ha-kedusha hu diyadavar gadol. Mekivin sh'Hashem yisborech hikdish makom zeh yesh l'shtadel liyosham. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu made this Kadosh, try to be just in that place of Pashat, Shagam ha-mitzvah hi b'shvil zeh l'dor b'makom ha-kedusha, afsh lo yizam lo l'kayim sh'a mitzvahs ato yuzbaretz. Even if it wouldn't be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. As a kid, I remember one summer I was zocha to learn with Rabbi Ben Cherney in Rav Moshe's yeshiva in the Lower East Side. And every morning, my father would drive me, drop me off in the Lower East Side on the way to work, when he on the way to his work. And I would literally run through the streets to get to the yeshiva, so that I could just get there in time to see Rav Moshe at the end of tefillah, just to be there, to watch him walk out. The silence that when Moshe moved, there was not a word said. It was said, you felt you were in a makom kadosh, because there was an ish kadosh right in front of you. B'schanan al Hashem, there's so much to daven for. We were Zocha for Rav Shorah saying is that even though today we are in Golus, even though today we're Zocha to have Medinat Yisrael, and Halavai Ebrona, that all of us should have a desire to be Zocha, to go to Eretz Yisrael. We were given it again, to go to live in Medinat Yisrael, to build it up. It's not enough that they're building Klal Yisrael, that they're building Medinat Yisrael. We all, as the Avodas Avodah, we all have to participate. We all have to grow to a certain Madrega to bring the Geula Shalema. Halavai, through the words of the Avodas Avodah, the thoughts of Rav Shor, the thoughts of Rav Moshe, we should desire to simply be in a Malkam Kadosh. We should desire that our minds and our hearts and all of our tefillah should be directed to the Kodesh Kodashim. As the Baal Shem Tov says, Libi Mamarv, all my heart, if my heart is Mamarv, if my heart is in the West, if my heart is in Eretz Yisrael, then I am there. Then we should be Zocha to be there. And should be Zocha for the words of the Avodah Zavodah, that all of Klal Yisrael should be Zocha to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'll finish with the words of the Avodas Yisrael. Ebra nova era perish Rashi, Einor Lashem Bakasha. What does it mean, not Bakasha, asking? Also, what does Naming? Shepirusha Tamid Lashem Akshav. It should be now. Umiyad, Kenoda Mikisvei Arizal. Ki the Oslad Bevias Meshichenu, in the future when the Bias and Mashiach and Kenu Yavor Lefanenu, Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu will love Hashem Meretz Israel. In the future, in the Bias and Mashiach, the Moshe Rabbeinu also will come to Eretz Israel. Ki Oz Yehia Tikun Amiti. V'lachein Ev Shalom Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu love Hashalom Tzofa V'hibet Zeh B'kdushah. So he saw this. In the end, I'm going to get there. Ebra no, let me do it me'ata. Let me do it now. Ve'era osa ve'hishav lo kadosh baruch hu Yehoshua hu over v'hu yenchil. Me'mi bizocha ata, ebra no, now, achshav, that the g'ula shlema should happen today. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos, Nachamu. Maybe you'll be zochet to see the Geula Shelema today.